Hello everyone, this is Lillian and it's time for our 3 minutes with the Word audio devotional. Today's topic in our What's in a Name series is Yahweh Nisi Part 9, Your Refuge. And our anchor scripture is taken from the book of Exodus chapter 17 and verse 15. Moses built an altar and called it, "The Lord is my banner." One of the words Nisi translates to is refuge. So rather than "the Lord is my banner," some translations read, "The Lord is my refuge." A refuge is a place where you can go to and be guaranteed safety. For kids, when they get into any form of danger, they run directly into their father's or their mother's arms. To them, that is a place of safety. Some people seek asylum in other countries when they feel unsafe in theirs. To such people, the nation where they seek asylum is a place of refuge. Our scripture is saying this morning, "The Lord is your safe place." Every time I face a challenge while I am out and about, no matter how bad or confounding, I know that all I have to do is to get to my safe place. I know that God will make a way. My question to you is, do you know that Yahweh is your refuge? Are you confident that once you run into His arms, you are safe? Do you know the Lord really as your refuge? Do you trust Him? If a wife trusts her husband, for instance, she takes his word and does not go around worrying every time she sees him say hello to a female. She trusts him and knows that he will stay committed and true to her. In the same way, if a man trusts God, he does not start to panic at the earliest signs of uncertainty and challenge. He trusts God to also keep to his side of the bargain. My dear listeners, God is worthy to be trusted. No human or earthly government can really protect you. The secret place of God is the only place guaranteed to keep you safe, irrespective of the kind of war that is raging. God is tested and true. He will keep you safe. Yahweh Nisi is your refuge. He is your safe place. Run to Him and your safety is guaranteed. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your word. Lord, I join my faith with as many who are feeling overwhelmed with life right now. I pray that they will receive grace to trust you as their refuge. Continue to take all the glory, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Speak to you again soon. If you were blessed, please drop me a line on audiodevotional@yahoo.com or on our website at www.3minutesaudiodevotional.com. Remember, wrapped up in God's word is all you need for your change to come. Love you and bye.